here with Toby Clark from Walking Aretha, and we're just hosting a little soiree, really, just to sort of get everybody together. I mean, how are you kind of feeling? What's your general feeling from the group meeting on day one of this momentous occasion?
I'm super confident. Now I'm shitting myself.
Walk in the sky, so near and so high, it's stopping for none, and when we is done, we agree that the sea is the best place to be. Wondrously free, they live happily.
It's amazing to suddenly to be here. The group's together and everyone's really up for it, super enthusiastic. And just to start to meet the characters and see how they're going to be along the walk is, yeah, really amazing. But I'm quite scared as well, if I'm honest. But that makes it even better, I think. If I wasn't scared, I'd be worried.
What are you scared about?
You, Jo. You're going to be with us for 2 weeks. Oh, my God. Well, scared's maybe the wrong word, but apprehensive and really excited, actually. And when I was talking to the group this morning about how the walk's going to be and the route we're going to be taking, I was just super, like a little kid, just, wow, we're going to be walking all those places, and to see people's faces, to see the sights that I saw when I first walked around the island.
I feel a bit like it's sort of like Christmas Eve, actually, and we're preparing for some big present to be unwrapped, sort of, really, tomorrow morning. That's how I feel that the island will be unveiling itself. That's how I'm kind of anticipating the whole thing. But in terms of, you know, you asking us about our intention for the walk, each of us, and everyone's come to me with a different idea or angle or something they're going to work on. For you, as the sort of leader of the group, what's your intention or focus for the group?
Now, this is definitely a co-op. We're all in it as one. I'm not the leader. Everyone has equal control.
A guider,
yes, guiding the way.
An encourager.
And that. What's my intention for the walk? I think to ensure that everyone gets the most that they can out of it, and everyone fulfills their intention, and their dreams come true on the magical island of Aretha.
The best place to be, wondrously free, they live happily. From the past, life something doesn't last, so they live for today, for tomorrow they may not be able to walk in the fly.
Hi, I'm Billy. Been living in Aretha for the last 23 years, and really stoked up about going on this 14-day round the island walk.
We're pretty stoked that you're going to be joining us.
Most kind.
So we were just talking about the skills that we're going to be bringing to the table. You wrote down some fantastic things on the sheet that we're going to be sharing. What was yours?
Pretty good sandwich maker and not a bad listener. Although I don't know if my wife would agree with that.
We'll soon find out when those slabs of brick bread come out around the campfire. Can't wait for that. What's the reason that you decided to come on this walk? What's the kind of, I guess, intentional focus for you?
Escapism, pure escapism. Nothing more, nothing less. 13 years of working and spending all the time family-centred, the opportunity once in a while pops up to actually escape from the daily routine, and I've grabbed it with both hands.
Like an American footballer.
Well, hopefully. There are probably better ways to describe it. But,
Okay, well, opportunity is definitely knocking for sure, and it's going to be very interesting to see what unfolds on this walk. What are your expectations?
Tranquility, exhaustion, difficulty in sleeping, because I'll still be excited at night time, and lots and lots of cups of tea.
Tea and sympathy.
Yes, tea and sympathy from the devil, I imagine, on this trip.
What you're actually looking to get out of it, what do you actually want to sort of actually achieve, maybe as like an end goal from the 2 weeks?
If we're going to be serious, probably to be a bit of a calmer person.
Did you know that the earth was spinning slower the day before you came on into the world?
And probably be a bit gentler and kinder with my long-suffering lovely Rebecca.
That's your wife?
That is my wife, yes.
You popped out out your two pink ears, and then you drew your first breath, and your lungs inflated like two small balloons, two small new white balloons.
Oh. And boy, is she long suffering.
Finally, we're talking about luxury items here, Billy. What are you actually sort of sneaking into your backpack as a little treat that might sort of sort you out at the end of the day? What would that be for you?
Small tub of Vaseline.
For the toes, or maybe the belly button?
The unmentionables.
The nipples.
The unmentionables.
Okay, well, we'll just leave it on the unmentionables, but thank you so much for sharing with us.
Thank you.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Now there's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hi, I'm Niraj, I'm 38 and I'm from London.
You're here in Ibiza, you've just flown over after spotting the advert for this walk in the metro on the tube.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was, I was thinking about it on the way in. It was about a year ago. Happened to be on the underground, and there on the metro, reading a section about Ibiza, there was this web link to Walking Ibiza. So now I clicked on it, and here I am now.
Pretty spontaneous decision. I mean, what are you kind of aiming to get out of this walk?
Well, just seeing Ibiza in October, parts of the island that I haven't seen before, and also just the whole walking experience with eight other amazing people. I don't know what I'll find at the end, but I'm really looking forward to it.
People in the
sea. Toby's amazing. I met him yesterday for the first time, and just meeting the group this morning, everybody, all different ages, all different backgrounds. I'm sure everyone's got a story to tell, and I think over the course of the next, you know, 10-11 days, I'm sure it'll all come out, but I'm really looking forward to it. There's some great guys here.
And what's the luxury item that you've snuck into your backpack?
A chocolate whisper bar.
It's going down.
Now I've actually got people from all over the world that have come in for this, whether they already living here or whether they've come in from other places to join the group yesterday and this morning. And I think that's what makes it so great. You know, we've got different languages, we've got different beliefs, different backgrounds, different food requirements, different everything. And I think that's what makes a group so amazing. Just for those people to come together and to be forced into a situation for the amount of time to walk around the island is going to be amazing.
Hi, my name's Joe. I live in Ibiza. I'm very excited about the walk we're about to partake in.
Everyone's been sharing today a little bit about their sort of intentions, their focus, their reason for coming. Why did you decide to hike around almost 200 kilometres on this walk?
I love Ibiza, and exploring Ibiza is just enjoyable every single day and time that we go out. And I know the island really well because through my work I get to explore all the time, but it's just going to be a great opportunity to go around the whole island in one go. I did it earlier this year on a yacht. That was very luxurious, so this will be a much more... nice, challenging opportunity.
Rustic, a rustic experience.
Rustic, natural.
How good are you at giving up your creature comforts? How are you going to cope with that?
I am fantastic with that. I'm completely cool with that.
I love the way that you described it as sleeping rough for 2 weeks.
It is quite rough for
and
two
last...
weeks. I didn't bring a mattress, did you?
I might have got an inflatable kind of affair going on in my tent.
A small one.
Yeah, okay. A small one. It's only like 1 inch off the floor, but it just puts a little bit of distance between me and Mother Earth.
I think that's a good decision. Let's see. Let's compare notes in a few days.
Indeed. And what are you looking to get out of this 2 week walk? Because I think everybody's, you know, going to escape technology and have a good old chance to think. And, you know, what is it might be your intention or focus for this trip?
To escape from a very, very stressful, intense summer of work. And to just have very peaceful time to myself. Time to reflect, look ahead, and plan my coming winter of adventures, and just spend some quality time with Ibiza.
on the website and on the Facebook page, there's an amazing interactive live map, so you can actually see exactly where we are, and you can come and join us. Just join us for a little half an hour stroll to be part of the group. Bring us a little present, even if it's just a bottle of water or cognac or yerbas or some chocolate or something that we would really appreciate. Think of what you might be missing if you were going to go Bear Grylls style and away from it all for a couple of weeks. What would you like to be brought to you? And maybe if you're up for it, come and bring us a present. That'd be absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, as always.
Okay, thank you.